Today in the book of Zechariah, chapter number 3. If you have a Scofield Bible, you can find it page 967. But in the book of Zechariah, chapter number 3, right before the last book in the Old Testament of Malachi, you'll find Zechariah. I'm going to need some help to preach this sermon today. We need the Lord to touch us and help us. And I pray that you'd pray for me this morning as I try to preach the gospel. I want to stay balanced. We need balanced preachers. We need believable preachers. One of the young'uns come by a while ago. I said, y'all come do your giving to Jesus. He looked up in there and he said, Jesus ain't in there. He's right. We got to teach them that we give to Jesus by faith. And that's where we placed it. Then He disperses it through His hands as He sees fit. Thank you for bringing your children to the house of God this morning. Zechariah 3, the Bible said, and He showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. And Satan standing at His right hand, doing what he does best, to resist or to accuse. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? You may be seated this morning. Father, we love You and we thank You for the goodness of God. Lord, I thank You for the songs that's been sung, Lord, and the hearts that's been stirred, the needs that's been surfaced today in our lives. And God, I have needs in mind. And I pray, Lord, that You'd help me with those. The Spirit of God, I pray that You'd teach me to exalt the Son of God. Help me preach the gospel this morning. If it be one here lost, I pray that You would deal with their heart. Draw them by Your loving hand of grace. Help us now. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask You, amen and amen. You'll notice in Zechariah 3, we find a character called Joshua, the high priest, standing. He's standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan comes in the midst. He came to His right hand to resist Him. I'm going to tell you, Satan loves to accuse the brethren. Satan loves to discourage and Satan loves to get you to disband. Satan loves for you to give an ear to Him that He may bring you down to a very low place. But in this, as this accuser appears as Satan, I sure am glad that there's somebody that appears for Joshua. I'm glad not only in this accuser, but we have an advocate. The Lord Jesus Christ. And so as Satan comes to resist Him with about, and Joshua had seen so many great things. Moses had died. God used Joshua to lead the children into the promised land. Joshua had seen great and mighty things. And now in this heavenly meeting, the devil comes on the scene to accuse Joshua. The Bible teaches us that he's the accuser of the brethren. And but now we don't see the accuser and we don't see the accused in Joshua, but all of a sudden we see there's a great advocate. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Now here's my thought this morning. I want to preach out this passage. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? And I want to preach this morning on snatched from the fire. Snatched from the fire. Now, in our Bible, this term of brand or firebrand is used three times. Matter of fact, you'll notice that Amos had alluded to a firebrand snatched out of the fire. And then you'll remember a Bible character named Samson. Samson was very good at what he did. The Bible said that Samson caught 300 foxes, tied their tails together, put within them a firebrand, turned them loose through the standing corn, and burnt the corn down of the Philistines. Now, as I studied my Bible, preaching on this thought, snatched from the fire, there is a description in our Bible that I want you to get familiar with, and he says, is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now, as I began to study my Bible yesterday and last night and this morning upon this text, a lot of us love to think of a branding iron, which is made out of metal. And as I began to ponder that, I began to study my Bible in words, and I come to find out that this brand was not made out of metal. I doubt if Samson would have had 300 pieces of metal, because you see, the metal, the fire go out when it's taken out of the fire. It wasn't a piece of metal that Samson had between the fox's tails. And here the Lord is giving an application of those that are saved by grace like our Joshua. He's given a great illustration that our salvation is as a brand plucked out of the fire. What kind of brand is he talking about? As I began to take a look at a fire brand, it simply means a fire poker, a fire gouger, a fire stick that rakes the coals and punches the fire. Hey, do I preach around enough country people that know what punching and poking in a fire is with a poker? Hey, this generation don't know much about building a fire. They think it's on a thermostat, but honey, there's still some people around that know what a firebrand is this morning. It's a fire poker. And so the Lord seems to come in this place of Joshua and reminds the devil that he is a brand plucked out of the fire. So this is a fire brand. It's simply a stick of wood. Many of us have them around the barn, around buildings. The other day, the grandbabies got in from school, and me and Miss Renee built up a fire. They begin bringing brush to the fire. But I've noticed something about burning that brush. You better have your firebrand to keep it on the fire. And so here this morning, I want to share a few things about this phrase in the Bible of this brand plucked out of the fire. And I want to say, first of all, there's the firebrand's design. Now, you'll notice the way that it is made. It's made out of earthly material. It's simply made out of wood. Now, I want to remind me and you about the design of this brand. If God elaborated on our salvation as we are brands taken out of the fire, then surely there must be a thought process about the design of this firebrand. I remind you that we're all made from dirt. Don't get to thinking too high of yourself, for the Bible said that God formed man from the dust of the ground and He breathed into them life. And now when we die, this old body's going back to the dirt. But I'm glad the soul and spirit that is saved is going to yonder where we'll never die no more. And oh my, this morning on this firebrand there is its design. It was made. Then many of you can relate to this. Not only was this brand made and me and you were made, but this brand was simply managed. It was used to play with in the fire. Any of you ever been around a fireplace and you ever notice how a young'un soon early want to come and grab a hold of that stick and go to punching in the fire? I remind you, it don't take us long before we start rebelling, before we start sinning in our lives, before we realize there's none good, no, not one. I want to remind you, mom and daddies, we have some of the best children in the country here, but you don't have to teach them to lie, because that'll come naturally. You got to teach them not to lie. Hey, they'll steal and they'll do anything. Not mine, preacher. Yes, ma'am. Yours will. Just like mine will. Because we've got this old nature that is made and managed around in a fire. Now, this brand's design, the way it was made and the way it was managed, I've noticed this, that it's used a lot of times in the hands of other people. Boy, how my life has been used so much before I got saved in the hands of other people. I found myself all the time just living and poking around in the fire. Some of you, I'm glad that you don't have the testimony of the prodigal. But honey, I've been way out yonder. And I know where I was. And therefore, in this design of this brand, it was made and it was managed. But I noticed this, not only the way it was made and the way it was managed, but notice how it was marred. You say, now, Brother Ken, what's wrong with that firebrand you got? Well, it's been in the fire and it's left some marks on it. Can I tell you, me and you are not perfect. We were saved by the grace of God and we got some marring on this old flesh where sin has taken control of, where sin has found us and sin has kept us and sin has made us pay a great price. You see, there's the design of the firebrand, the poker, the stir. Reason, I don't know if some of y'all got saved or not, you still wanting to stir up stuff. You're still wanting to poke at stuff. But God said, isn't it amazing that He gave us an illustration about a firebrand? He said, listen, devil. Lord, I'm going to preach myself happy in a minute. He said, devil. He said, is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Takes me to my second thought this morning. Not only the firebrand's design, but the firebrand's danger. It was fashioned for the fire. The only reason this was made, it was fashioned for the fire. You see, that's why the Bible says you must be born again. We all have a very depraved nature. We can take our bloodline and run it all the way back to the garden. I want to save some of y'all on them commercials where they want you to pay and run your family tree. I tell you, wherever family in this country goes to, it goes back to the garden where Adam sinned against God and he failed and mankind failed. But ain't you glad by the grace of God He can pick us up this morning? Now, there's no doubt the design of this firebrand, but there's the danger of this firebrand. It was fashioned for the fire. And then secondly, it was very familiar with the fire. Matter of fact, my bad, sinful living that I'm so ashamed of this morning, but I do want to brag on the Lord how He got me out. But I'm going to tell you, I was so familiar in playing with the fire. You see, I was just like this firebrand. I was doing all I knew to do. I had a good mom and daddy said, look, don't go smoke the weed. Don't drink the booze. Don't get around the wrong crowd. And I did pretty good till I got out of sight of mom and daddy. But honey, I got somebody that's a living in me this morning. When I get out of sight of mom and daddy and I get out of sight of you, I'm no longer familiar playing in the fire. The fire of sin. The fire of destruction. God brought a firebrand to the devil's face and said, are they not as a brand plucked out of the fire? You see, these firebrands were fashioned for the fire. A lot of people say, well, preacher, the God of heaven that you preach about, He says, God of love, will He really put me in hell? No, you put your own self in hell. God sent His Son that you could get out of hell this morning. God not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance. Firebrand's danger. You see, it was fashioned for the fire. It was very familiar with the fire. It was functioning in the fire. But I want to say that the Bible said that He is not this brand plucked out of the fire. It was found in the fire. Now, takes me to my third point this morning. There's this firebrand's design made out of earthly material. Don't think too high of yourself. this flesh, me and you got to go to stinking in a little bit. Don't put yourself too high up on a limb and think, well, now I'm going to do real good and get to go to heaven. It don't work that way. Jesus told the most religious man in the Bible, Nicodemus, ye must be born again. The brand's design, the brand's danger, but the brand's deliverance. Now this brand was planted. That's the way every child of God was. We've just been planted. And then I noticed that most of us were just simply doing as we was made to do. We was human. Sin didn't bother us. Oh, I knowed sin would get you in trouble. But the sin I was playing with was a lot bigger than I was. But I'm glad it's not bigger than who God was. Sin's ugly. Sin's defiling. I'm going to tell you how much sin meant to God. He sent His Son. Went on a cross and He took your sin and my sin. Must have been an ugly thing, this sin problem. And I'm going to tell you how much that Calvary meant to God. His Son took Calvary's wounds back to heaven. And there, when God sees His Son, He sees the wounds of Calvary. Our sin cost God something. Our sin cost God's Son something. And our sin will cost us something if we're not forgiven of it. Firebrands. Deliverance. It was planted. It was pleasurable. It was just in there doing all it knew to do. You know, this world is only doing all they really know to do until they have light. They cannot see what they're doing. I'll never forget this. It was a trade day in Alabama on Saturday. Can't come to me. Somebody tell me the name of that big trade day in Alabama. What? Collinsville, Alabama. Me and my wife went there. I was a young smart aleck. Thought I knowed everything, like some of you. I'll never forget an old man of God, Brother David, backed up to a crowd down there. I'd never seen him preaching. He let down his tailgate, Brother Lynn. That old man of God got up on that tailgate. He began to preach. I'd never seen that before. A crowd gathered. I thought, that's the craziest man I've ever seen. I said, how could a man? He's crazy. I said, somebody ought to knock him off that tailgate. That was my attitude. But little did I know, you see, I was just a firebrand doing all I knew to be doing. Punching. Stirring. Gouging. But Ephesians 2 is in the Bible. And I sure am glad Ephesians 2 is in the Bible. And I want you to help me finish up this message this morning on the five brands of deliverance. It was planted, it was pursued, but I sure am glad it was plucked out. In Ephesians 2, the Bible said, and you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Where in time past, you walked according to the course of this world, just like what I've testified to you where I was 40 years ago. according to the prince of the power thereof, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation or behavior in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. See, we had that old sin nature. That old sin nature that people think that if they know a preacher, if they belong to a church, or if they give all their money away, or if they'll be good, they thinking that it'll bypass that sin nature. The only thing that'll take care of a sin nature is a new nature. And that is born from above by the Spirit of God. He said, among whom also we all had our conversation, that word's behavior, in times past, in the lust of our flesh. Look, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who's rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith. It's that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. The firebrand's deliverance. It was planted. It was pursued. And it was plucked. He reached and got it out of the fire. See, a lot of times we forget where the Lord found us. That's why we throw our hands toward heaven and say, Lord, thank You that You got me out of the fire. I'm glad I ain't going to hell this morning. I want to shout it on the rooftop. I know it still ain't prevalent in this day. I know that it's not popular in this day. But I'm glad Jesus saves. I'm glad He died for everybody. I'm glad the grace of God came to where I was. I'm glad He reached me out of a miry pit, set my feet on a solid rock. I thank God this morning I'm a brand plucked out of fire. Glory to God. The deliverance. The discovery. Hey, y'all watch this. I'm about done. Firebrand's discovery. It still shows evidence of a dangerous situation. I'm glad God didn't leave me alone. I'd have self-destructed. You better be glad God's bothering you. There's somebody come to me last week and said, Brother Ken, God's bothering me. I said, I'm so glad He's bothering you. You see, every time we look at the tip of this firebrand and realize it could have burned up. But He reached and He pulled me out. Oh. See, it's discovery. It has images of where it's been. Young people, guard your minds. Guard your feet and your hands where they go. Because even though you get saved, your mind never gets saved. And it'll play rewind in this old firebrand. And it's discovery, it's reminded of where it's been. I hope the Lord would save you young so you wouldn't have the scars in your life that I do. But we've all got something in common. If God hadn't reached and guided us, we'd all burn up. My daddy'd tell me, boy, pull that poker out of the fire, it'd burn up.
Sure, I'm glad God didn't leave me alone. Is God dealing with your heart? He knocking around on your heart? Whetting your appetite to be saved? Are you getting tired of how you're living, where you're living? You getting tired just always having the same old stuff, nothing? But in the deliverance of this firebrand, I want to say, Miss Kathy, I want you to come and play something for my invitation this morning. It shows evidence of a dangerous situation. But lastly, not only the brand's design, the brand's danger, the brand's deliverance, its discovery, but lastly, the firebrand's display. You know, we're all our brands still, but no longer in the fire. It don't take you long. Once you get to living for God, you'll find out, why are you thinking that? Why are you thinking? Why are you doing that? You know why? Because you've been taken out of the fire. This old stick don't look like much this morning. Matter of fact, that come out of a tobacco barn. Burnsville. No, this come out of Kentucky. Don't look like much. Just a feller walking by, just see that as an old charred stick. Now, I've done my research. I know what I'm preaching about this morning. There's a brand taken out of the fire. And on this display, yes, it shows the marks of the fire, but it shows the mercy from the fire. This stick wouldn't last long. Glad God was interested in me and sent His Son. Go to an old rugged cross that He may reach and get me out of the fire. Can I tell you, He's the only one can get you out of the fire this morning. A Baptist preacher can't get you out of the fire. A Pope can't get you out of the fire. A mom and daddy can't get you out of the fire. But only Jesus. You see, this display, there's its marks, there's its mercy, but did you catch what I read about its mandate? He says it with such great assertion, is not this a brand plucked out of fire? You know, in this display, there's a whole lot of brands in this church. Been plucked out of the fire. Oh, we had a whole life working and playing in that fire of sin. But God, because He's rich in mercy and grace, where would you be if He'd have left you how you was? We that are saved realize if it wasn't for the hand of God, plucked it out.